afternoon, good evening on this nice and snowy winter weather day. Across Michigan and probably across several states has a winter weather warning, advisory, and whatnot. Elkhart County has a winter weather advisory. A winter weather advisory. And that has kicked off this morning about 10 a.m. It is currently 2:15 p.m. on a Friday, and the roads are starting to get slick. There are slushy roads, and the short little walk it took me to walk from home, from work, about 2 minutes from my job, it got pretty ugly out. The snow is falling decent, going big and small every minute. So if you're out and about on this weekend, be weather alert, stay warm, whoever you are chiming in on. For today's Michigan 101, we will have some hot topic discussions. The first one being about Kelby Love. Kelby Love is a legendary here in Elkhart, Indiana, for his work on his mural for violence, stopping violence within Elkhart City. And that is only a mural to this day that has not been graffitied or touched by anybody and is in process of being demolished. We also will hear I Have a Dream speech. Another iconic figure, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as we celebrate him on Monday. Be on lookout if there is any celebration that you could attend. Some of them may be canceled due to weather. I know that Elkhart does have one, and they start downtown Elkhart, and they march all the way to the Community Baptist Church, where they have a very wonderful program featuring all kinds of comic speakers from different agencies. The youth will perform. It's just an amazing time. Sometimes we need to take a break. Maybe you're someone needs a pause on today. Show kindness on today. On every day it is. There are people who are living on the streets who have no place to go. You will hear about a local homeless initiative that closed doors on today. These are agencies that are nonprofits that people forget about. So when they close that door, where are these people supposed to go? Maybe we need to take time to pause on today and finding the joy in whatever circumstances we need. Sometimes we need to be a shining light and monument. Also in the background is my beautiful beard dragon friend who's banging on my glass. Which is okay. He's making his voice known if you hear that in the background. But on today, let us remember to pause, be kind, say weather alert this weekend, wherever you're at. There's frigid temperatures coming, wind chills below zero, rain, snow mixes, any type of winter weather across the United States. And we're all getting hit at different times. Some of us in the viewing area of Michigan are under warnings. Some of us are under advisories, depending where you live. Elkhart, Indiana is under a winter weather advisory. It's a winter weather advisory. Expecting anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow. And that could change at a moment's notice. Just pay attention to your weather alerts. If there's somebody who likes to be outside, make sure you're staying warm. Make sure your faucets are not. Your faucets are running okay. They recommend a small stream or drip of water dripping out of all faucets that have water. They recommend opening up your cabinets if there's pipes under there so they're not freezing. Run the heat. Do everything you can to make sure your pipes don't freeze. In the end, let us make the best of this winter weather weekend. Take care and have a wonderful day. Our devotional from today is coming out of today is day one, and it is a devotional pulled out by Christian singer Matthew West. I earned this devotional through Pulse FM one morning, and so for today's devotional thought is titled Are We There Yet? Based off of Psalm 27:14, which says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And it says, are we there yet? I'm pretty sure that's one of the oldest and most frequently asked questions in history. Can you picture the early settlers traveling by covered wagon in 1800s? I'm pretty sure kids were in the back of those wagons whining, "Are we there yet?" Fast forward from wagons on the Oregon Trail to minivans on the interstate. It only takes a grand total of 30 seconds before I hear that same question shouted from the backseat. "Dad, are we there yet?" Truthfully, this question isn't inclusive to the children. I've asked God the same question many times in my own journey of faith. I'm always waiting for that breakthrough. I'm waiting to see God do a miracle in my life. I'm waiting for my prayer to be answered. I'm waiting to see His plan for my life become a reality. I'm anxious to arrive at my destination, and I don't feel like a kid in the backseat of a minivan. My impatience often tempts me to hop in the front seat, take control of the wheel, and wheel my way to where I want to be, as if I knew better than God where I should be, when I should arrive. Yet when I turn to scripture, I'm reminded that God's timing is perfect. Sometimes strength means being able not to take control, but to wait on the Lord and trust that He will come through, and He will. Is there something that you're waiting for an answer from God? Whatever that may be. Sometimes we need to wait for the response that we want. Most of us are very impatient people. We're very impatient on life. Nobody gets through life without being some form of impatience. We get impatient drivers out there who... So sometimes we just need to relax and let God. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Take care and have a blessed week.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, ever dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. As long as I shall live, I will testify the love. Be a witness in the silence, says the words are not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify the love. From the mountains to the valley, rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step the kingdom come, all the hope in every heart, those people. Love has done.
is the significance of Kelby Love's mural. It was defined community to the response of gun violence. When a 19-year-old man died tragically in September 1993, the community's heart began to beat with the purpose. Nearly 150 young people mourned at the funeral. Church leaders and community organizers rallied supporters for quick action. And a man created a mural that could never be bigger than desire for peace on the streets. John Trevor Fragus's death marked Elkhart's 48th fatal shooting Valentine in a span of just 20 months. Young people were ready to stop the violence that was killing their friends. Reverend Dwayne Beck and artist Kelby Love were anxious to help. In the late 20th century America, Elkhart Truth, Religion, editor Tom Price wrote on June 13, 1993, few churches were strived to serve a Pacific neighborhood. Belmont Mennonite is making sure its neighborhood becomes a community rather than an isolated collection of houses. From block parties to doorstep visits, church leaders saw opportunities to do more for residents living in the area near Studebaker Park, east of Sterling Avenue. When the time came for a building project, Belmont included a community center in the $1 million plans. The kingdom is much larger than a worship service and our congregational membership, said Reverend Dwayne Beck, told the Truth in December 1991. Part of being a member of the kingdom is identifying with a worship group, but we have to be careful that we don't look at success or faith by many people came through the doors on Sunday morning. In 1980, Belmont hired its first community worker to meet one-on-one with residents. The neighbors named their needs, and the church volunteers helped with tasks like leaf raking and sidewalk shoveling. If Belmont's community work were justified on how many people were brought into the church, probably they would not have a community worker after the first year. Rhea Zimmerman, the third Belmont staff member to have the title, told the Truth in 1991. One thing that people are amazed at is that church people will come and do something for them when they don't attend our church. These efforts commended the usual missions work and student tutoring. A greater ask was coming, though, and it would require the neighborhood and church members to become one. John Trevor Fagus was a member of Belmont Mennonite Church. He studied at the Elkhart Air Career Center. He had many friends. Fagus was shot once in the chest and killed at a house party on September 25th, 1993. Police sought charges against a 15-year-old boy who already been in juvenile court a number of times. Friends and family grieved, but an idea quickly took hold. Spurred to action by Reverend Beck's words at the service, Fagus's mother, member of the Friends, created Drop Your Guns with local violent intervention project in Belmont Mennonite. They wanted no other family to cope besides the tragic loss. It was really their idea for their friend, Beck told the Truth Price, for the October 28th, 1993 edition. When they walked by the casket, I saw it on their faces. Less than 6 weeks after Fagus's killing, the first gun buyback happened at St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church. With a starting donation of $1,000, from area funeral directors, and their goal to raise five times that amount. Volunteers offered money to get weapons off the street. All transactions were anonymous. Rifles were taken for $20, handguns for $40. Within 3 months, the group said it had collected 166 guns. South Bend and other communities saw similar programs after seeing Elkhart's success. I want to save any other mother from having to go through the same hell I go through every day I wake up, said Becky Beers, Frank Fagus's mother, in an October 1993 article. This was one way for me to vent my anger for this. It makes me feel like I'm not quite so alone. One of Elkhart's most talented sons worked tirelessly during a pleasant stretch of weather in July 1996, Kelby Love needed to create a legacy work of art. His most personal piece of work is taking shape on a brick wall on the city's south side. Truth reporter Terry T. Mark wrote on July 24, 1996, With about 30 teenagers at his side, Kelby Love had labored the last week to produce a vivid anti-violence message at the northwest corner of Main Prairie Streets, an often rough-edged area marred by drug deals. The artist drew inspiration from the work of the Gun Riot, from the Violent Intervention Project, a partner in Drop Your Guns, the VIP, designed the HELP program, helping Elkhart through little people, to allow youth leaders to develop anti-violence messaging and activities. Using grant dollars from the city government, Love brought his faith, hope, and passion to the exterior brick of the Louie & Kelly Bar. The iconic mural speaks to his dream for the values of his community, faith, family, and togetherness. I like to produce positive images about the community. I think this will get a better image for the community. Love told the reporter, "This is for the people I care for. I've had a lot of friends die from being shot." Love incorporated the Violent Intervention Project logo into the work, though the group dissolved once a year later. Just a year later, the artist also included symbols supporting education and tolerance. He didn't sign his work, he didn't need to. Kelby Love took pride in that mural's message, was still relevant 2 decades later, and it wasn't lost on his mind. It wasn't lost on him that the paint had faded and the wall was graffiti free. "No one has touched it," he said, "the truth, August 6, 2013, because nobody knows who did it. It was this community." Love died at the age of 58 in 2018. As the mural approached its 25th anniversary, the future came into question. Other outdoor works by the artist gave way to redevelopment, and a corner of Main and Prairie could be next. In December 2019, Love's mother, Glenda, pleaded with Elkhart Redevelopment Commission to save the mural. "It's only legacy that city has of his," she said. "He has given so much to the city of Elkhart. I think the city owns us to the Black community. The Black community in Elkhart doesn't get the privilege of being recognized." On September 8, 2020, this city's commission purchased a building from Fort Wayne South Bend Catholic Diocese. The purchase price was $7,000. $7,050. Redevelopment member Sandy Scruber told a Truth reporter, "The city is committed to saving the image. Kelby's Love created out of hope for greater peace." That article was found in the Elkhart Public Library. Here we are in 2024, and that mural that Kelby Love made is now being demolished. There has been some outcry from people trying to figure out why the city of Elkhart would want to get rid of such iconic piece. 1996, I would have been about 7 years old here in Elkhart. And when you drive down Main and Prairie Street, you see this iconic memorial mural that is up. And it shows a person reaching down from heaven, separating, trying to stop this violence among different colored people. It is so predominant today that there is still racial discrimination and there's hate on hate. There's violence still within our community. And so a lot has happened since then. There's been people who are just saying it's just a mural. But they see it just a mirror, but they don't see the significance of it. Kelby Love has left a legacy on his legacy he's left on this community is profound. That mural and all that I live in Elkhart has never been damaged or anything. That whole entire stretch from Prairie Street to about St. James, all that whole neighborhood is ratchet, meaning that every building is deemed unsafe and there's orange spots, so every building on that stretch is getting ready to come down, including the mural of Kelby Love. Kelby Love did not sign his name to that. That was a community effort. Losing somebody so young was crazy. This 15-year-old who was charged in John's death, what was he doing with his life at that time? Was he in a gang? We don't know. But he was in juvenile court a number of times. they started Drop Your Guns at Local Violence, and it's a project alongside Belmont Mennonite. So no family has a course of the tragic loss. Unfortunately, Kelby's love of legacy is still there, but there's mixed reviews. There has been a lot of debates about this. There has been people taking pictures. I believe that every single news station, news reporter within Elkhart County has been at the Kelby Love Memorial within last week. Mural site, taking pictures, trying to figure out what's going on. There has been an outpour. There is so much potential in the south side of our community. That is where the mural plays. If you're driving Elkhart, you will see this big old iconic picture. And so unless you're not familiar with it, it's just a picture. It's not just a mural. It symbolizes a lot of stuff. How can we as a society do better? Many people are just so flabbergasted by the crazy that's happening today. 1996, 30 teenagers helped Kelby Love produce a vivid anti-violence message on the northwest corner of Main and Prairie, an often rough-edged area marred by drug deals. But with even that drug deal area, that mural, long as I have lived in Elkhart, has not been touched. Not one person has damaged or graffitied it. Could it be that that mural symbolizes something greater than what we're thinking about? Diversity? Why is it that we still today, two decades later, still can pick up a gun and randomly kill somebody, no part of our own, because we don't like them? A few young people are dying unnecessarily every day because people don't know how to get along. All you gotta do these days is pick up a gun and shoot somebody for no reason. And so a lot of people are mourning or upset or frustrated, annoyed about this mural coming down, but they plan to repurpose the mural and move it to another location. Where exactly? We don't know. There's plans about it going by Tolson, which just opened up on Southside Elkhart. And they fought, people fought and fought to get this Tolson Center rebuilt and recreated. And they did it. 5 years later, they got it accomplished. So there's so much crazy going on within our cities, and not just Elkhart. We're talking about neighboring cities too, who are going through the same thing. But taking down that mural is a controversial issue for many. People said they need to try hard to preserve it, but they are doing something. They are going to be auctioning off, selling the bricks of that mural when they get all torn down to people. I suspect that a lot of people are going to flock and they're going to want a piece of that history. Why is it that mural is the only piece in Elkhart County that never got touched by anybody? No one's touched it. No one's ever touched this mural. It's never been touched by anybody. It symbolizes so much more. The person that's reaching down and separated, trying to separate these people who are rising violence. That happened several years ago too, and that's something that's still happening today. People are still getting shot. They're still not getting along. That is a hot topic for Elkhart County for this year, is Kelby Love and his mural. If you're not from Elkhart, you probably have no idea I'm talking about. But it's been on the news, it's been everywhere. So what can we do as a better community to love and support our brothers and sisters and stop this violence among ourselves, among our own race, among each other, or whatever it may be? Sometimes we think, what does this mural represent to you, if you have seen it? There's so much going on to this. Did we take the time to really think of what he's trying to persuade? He was trying to stop gun violence, and his legacy still lives on through his mother. through his children, if he had children, through his family, through whoever. He lifts up the city of Elkhart. And any city that's struggling with gun on gun violence, especially with our youth, rise up. Let's take a stand to be the best that we can be and to make a difference in life over youth. Or better yet, put the guns down. Stop the violence. We can do better. your greatest strengths is simply being kind. Yes, kind. You can change a life being kind. You can give hope being kind. You can bring joy being kind. So listen, today, choose to be kind. These are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can find more information about her at findingjoy.net, or you can chime in on her Facebook page titled Finding Joy. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Pause. There is power in space, in a breath, and in a pause before you respond. You get to choose hate or love, anger or empathy, frustration or opportunity, lonely or together, irritation or understanding. Be kind. Pause. These original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can find more information about her at findingjoy.net or chime in on her Facebook page, Finding Joy. Take care and have a blessed day. Something just for you. These are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. Today, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to get everything done. You don't have to be anything but do your best. Show up. Be you. Love today. Take care. We'll be right back.
Eye for the Homeless was founded on the idea that if everyone gave just $5 to help those less fortunate, it would lead to a world of good. However, after operating in Michiana since 2014, the nonprofit is shutting down due to financial shortfalls. The organization will be missed among the network of service providers in St. Joseph County, as Michiana 5 was known for reaching out to those who had fallen through the proverbial cracks in the system. As the group's director, Deborah Applegate, explains, many other homeless shelters, like the Center for the Homeless and Motels for Now in South Bend, require residents to abstain from using drugs or alcohol. Some shelters bar people with certain criminal convictions or have rules about pets or behavior codes that people with severe mental illnesses can't follow. Sometimes homeless individuals are new to the area and don't know where to go or simply don't want to go to a shelter.
We were different in that we drove around to where the people were. And many of the people that we helped are people that, for one reason or another, can't or won't go to traditional services.
Applegate said it's core to Michiana 5's mission that they provide care to everyone they can. Applegate and a few dedicated volunteers could be found passing out food, blankets, and information to people living in tent encampments or in alleyways. The group lost its storefront on Miami Street during the pandemic, and so the past couple of years have seen the group try to coordinate outreach from storage units or even Applegate's spare bedroom. Applegate said she's in the process of giving away what supplies she has left to other homeless nonprofits. Michiana 5 was started by longtime Napanee resident John Schaefer in 2012 when he took a trip to Chicago and decided to buy blankets for a number of people he saw living on the street. A former newspaper reporter, Applegate was moved by Schaefer's comments at a neighborhood meeting and joined the cause in 2014. She then became the director when Schaefer moved away a few years later.
They may not know where to go for help, or you may have somebody who has never been homeless before and doesn't know what to do next. So in addition to providing items to help them survive on the street, we also were a reservoir of information.
Now, Michiana 5 closing down will leave a void in the community. Carl Hetler, who's the homelessness coordinator for South Bend, said Michiana 5's absence will be felt and that he'll work with other community organizations to reach the same population.
But they have remained committed to caring for those people who are in need and those who don't have housing, who have a lot of distrust in the system. They're willing to go out and work with people, and they've been a great partner in not only delivering services to people, but also helping us, whether it's churches, other nonprofits, we're now in the city, be aware of what the needs are of our residents.
Even in the face of new investments by the city, which include $1 million for a revamped weather amnesty hub housed at the Center for the Homeless, the number of homeless people is likely rising. Quantifying homelessness is a difficult task, but a survey mandated by the Department of Housing and Urban Development found that on a certain night in January of last year, 551 people were homeless in St. Joseph County. That same number sat at 516 in 2020. The same survey will be conducted again later this month, but Hetler expects the numbers of people found sleeping in cars, tents, or on the streets will look similar, if not a little bit higher. Hetler said Oaklawn's mobile crisis teams and a crisis unit in the St. Joseph County Police Department will continue official outreach efforts to those Michiana 5 might have served in the past. He added that the Mental Health Crisis Center, a partnership between the City of South Bend and Oaklawn, is set to open later this month and should help. Though Michiana 5 is shutting down, Applegate is continuing her homelessness advocacy, helping organize for the upcoming survey, among other things. And she hopes that people recognize the need for outreach beyond traditional homeless shelters.
There's more need now for our type of service, which was distinct from other types of services. There's more need now for what we were doing than there has been before.
For WVPE, I'm Marek Mazurek.
Hold on just a little bit longer. Thank you. nation. This must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening alligators of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring from the capital. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we're gonna walk it out and move. Ooh.
just woke up and I said, you know, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
from number 7, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May the Lord be with you on this weekend as we're all under a winter weather something, whether it's advisory. Elkhart is under a winter weather advisory. Some people are under winter storm warnings. It all depends on where you're at. And it depends on what's happening. The latest models from Elkhart is projected that we are to receive 3 to 6 inches of snow, whether that's one day or over the course of several days. There has been 5 different winter storm alert issued on different days. Some of them are windshield temperatures. Some of them are single digits. Some of them are mixed with rain and snow. There's all sorts of different winter storms happening, and that's statewide, nationwide. So everyone is supposed to be experiencing some type of winter this year, or cold temps. And the models have changed each day. So as of now, Elkhart, the world is starting to turn ugly. Snow has been falling consistent, off and on. It's either no snow, then we get big snow, medium snow, and all that good stuff. If you happen to be out on this weekend, be weather alert, be safe. And if you don't have to be out, do yourself a favor and stay home. Take care and have a blessed week.